Welcome back to Das Kingdom on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Naso, is the longest Parsha in the Torah, 176 psukim. But the majority of those psukim are about the Korbanos of the Nesiim, right after the inauguration ceremony of the Mishkan. And it goes through each of the Korbanos that each Nasi brought, the Nasi of the tribe of Yehuda, the Nasi of the tribe of Yisachar, the Nasi of the tribe of Zvulun. It goes through each one. And what's surprising about this, but not really surprising, everyone knows that everyone talks about it, is that all the Korbanos that each Nasi of each Shevet brought was virtually the same, yet the Torah nevertheless makes an effort to list them all out. Now, there are some nuances in the text that various Midrashim pick up on. So we'll mention two now that are from Bamidbar Rabbah, and Das Kenim will quote them momentarily. But when it says the Karban of Nachshon ben Aminadav, the first one, the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, who was the first one to bring it, so it says Vikarbano. Instead of Karbano, his Karban, it says Vikarbano, and his Karban. And another nuance is that all the other Nesiim are called Nasi. They're called, a prince, a leader in the Pasuk. The only one who is not is Nachshon. So Nachshon ben Aminadav is not called a Nasi in his little passage, and it says Vikarbono instead of Karbono. Now hold those two questions to the side for the moment, because I want to take a look at another comment of the Das Kenim in Perek Zion, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And the Das Kenim over here is darshaning the symbolism. He's explaining the symbolism of some of the things that were brought by the Nesiim. So the Karas Kesef Achash Shloshim Meyah Mishkala, right? So this silver dish, this platter, was 130, weighed 130 shkalim. What's 130? So they say, Keneged Yocheved Shahay Sabas Meah Shloshim Shana Be'eshen Olad Moshe. That Yocheved, the mother of Moshe, was 130 when she gave birth to Moshe. So this silver platter corresponds to that. And they continue the Mizrak Echad Kasef Shivim Shekel V'Shekel Hakodesh. That there's basin of silver that was 70 shekel. And the Das Kenim says Keneged Moshe Shahay Shekel Kishivim Zakenim. It's like Moshe, Keneged Moshe, who was equal to 70 elders. And the Baal Tosfos continue Shnehem Meleim, that they're both full. And the Das Kenim says over here, Yochel Aaron Eino Kamoho. So you might think that there, no one's like Moshe. Aaron's not like Moshe. Tamalomar, therefore the Torah says, Shnehem Aleim, they're both full, meaning Shnehem Shavim, that Moshe and Aaron are equal. So basically what the Baal Tosfos did over here is they just gave some nice symbolism and say that different pieces of the Karban correspond to the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, to the high caliber of Aaron, that he's in some regards on the level of Moshe. Now here's the problem with these comments of the Das Kenim. So at least the first two, these are quoted from a Bamidbar Rabbah, Midrash there and Midrash Rabbah. However, they are not quoted by the Karban of Nachshon ben Aminadav. At least I checked several versions of the Mikros Gedolos, and this comment shows up in the Das Kenim in Perek Zion, Pasuk Yud Gimel, by the Karban of Nachshon ben Aminadav. However, you look at Midrash Rabbah, when it darshens all the pieces of Nachshon's Karban, everything, is speaking about Malchus, the kingship, all the kings that came from and all the descendants of Nachshon ben Aminadav. Over there, the discussion has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu, nothing to do with Aaron, with Yocheved. And only later on, when he gets to the Karban of Eliasaph ben Deuel, of Shevet God, that's when it gives this thing about Yocheved and 130 and the Moshe being 70. That's when it gets to that discussion. So this is very strange that the Das Kenim would quote a midrash on Shevet God over here by Shevet Yehuda. I guess someone might suggest the simplest answer is that it's some editor's error. And, they saw the words and it was just put in the wrong place. Though, that's not so satisfying, because at least one reason being that it's strange that the Das Kenim would only comment on one Nasi, and specifically Eliasaph ben Deuel, and nobody else would they comment on. That seems a little bit strange. So I think we really have to assume that this was intentional, the Baal Tosfos took this midrash of Eliasaph ben Deuel and put it on Nachshon ben Aminadav. Why would that be? Perhaps we can say the pshat is as follows, and is based on another comment that they make in this very pasuk on the word v'karbano, as we quoted earlier. So it says uniquely by Nachshon's karban v'karbano instead of karbano. There's a vav yaseir, an extra vav, and additionally, it doesn't say that Nachshon is a nasi. So they quote Midrash Rabbi here, shelo yagis dato shezoch lahakriv rishon. Basically, the text wanted to make sure that Nachshon ben Aminadav wouldn't get arrogant. He brought the carbon first. He was before all the other Nasiim, and therefore he might become arrogant. So in order to avoid arrogance, so first of all, it doesn't call him a Nasi. And additionally, it's put an extra vav there to say vikarbono, as if to say someone brought it before you. You're only an addition, right? You and Nachshon's carbon was this. No one else does it start with and, but Nachshon's carbon says with and Nachshon's carbon was this. Because it's saying that, I know you don't be so arrogant that you're first. You know, there's like someone before you. But a question on this would be, who was before Nachshon? So perhaps we can really say that this is all one discussion. And this is why the Das Akenim quote this midrash here. That the Baal Tosfos are suggesting their own pshat. They borrowed ideas from the Midrash on the Karban of Eliyasa ben De'uel, but they're really suggesting their own pshat over here. And it's that specifically Nachshon ben Aminadav is alluding to Moshe and the greatness of Moshe. Why? Because Moshe came first. That Moshe and all his efforts and everything he did and all and his carbon of his own essence and that Moshe had dedicated himself to Hashem. So it's very, very hard to be arrogant when you're standing next to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So Nachshon over here is bringing the carbon first, right? We know Nachshon is a big first person, right? He's the first one, as Chazal say, to jump into the Yam Suf. But you know who initiated that process? Moshe really initiated that process. And over here, as Nachshon is bringing the karban on Yom HaShemini, but you know who is working the last 7 days during the inauguration ceremony to set up and take down the Mishkan? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. So yes, Nachshon is first among the Nasiim, but it's really v'karbano. And Nachshon was in addition to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came first. And then it makes a lot of sense, what we're saying over here, that all the pieces symbolized Moshe, that Moshe was so great. Moshe was like 70s of Canaan on his own. And then not only Moshe, but even Aaron was on the level of Moshe. So there's a certain humility, perhaps, that Nachshon ben Aminadav was demonstrating by having his karban symbolize aspects of the greatness of Moshe and Aaron, by surrounding himself by his, right, and Aaron his brother-in-law. Aaron's married to Elisheva, Bas Aminadav. So by surrounding himself by people like Moshe and Aaron, it's very easy not to become arrogant. And this is a very helpful tool for those who need to keep their ego in check, is just to surround yourselves by great people, attach yourself to great people, have a great Rebbe whom you look up to and who inspires you, and to have pictures and meet with them. There's someone who can help keep you humble. There's a story I heard, I forgot which gadol it was, and it could be there are similar stories to many gadolim, but someone asked a gadol for a bracha that he should be humble. And the gadol said, Shas Bavli and Yerushalmi Baal Peh? No. You know all of Shas Bavli? No. You know all of this? You all know all that? And he says, no, I don't really know any of that. So he says, what? You don't know Baal Peh? You don't know Shas Yerushalmi, Shas Bavli, Kol? You don't know these things? What do you have to be arrogant about? Why do you need a bracha for humility? Perhaps this is what the Baal Tosfos are getting at. That as the Midrash says, v'karbano, with the vav yisera, that someone came before you, and that there's this, we're not calling you the Nasi right now, there's someone who came before you, and it could be Nachshon himself had these kavanos in his karban, that he said, I'm thinking about Moshe, I'm thinking about Aaron, I'm thinking about their greatness, and that'll keep me in check. Don't get carried away just because I am the first Navi to bring the karban. Have a beautiful Shabbos.